Hello.
Hi, it's Dina from Family First. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm speaking with Dale, right?
Yes, you are.
Great. Okay, so it looks like we have a station in for Sherry Wells. It's dated from the 14th, okay?
Yes.
So I would say that you can complete all your hours through this week because the week starts on Monday, okay?
Okay.
Now it looks like you are approved for 48 hours a week. So how would
Right.
you like to divide that? You want to work weekdays, weekends, both?
Weekdays would be good.
Weekdays, okay. So that
Even
would
though I do it
be.
every day anyway, so it don't matter to me.
I see. Okay, so how about 9 hours a day for the 5 days?
Okay.
And then we're up to 45. So maybe 9 hours for 2 days and 10 hours for 3 days out of the weekdays.
Okay.
Okay, so Monday and Tuesday we'll do 9 hours. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday we'll do 10. That'll make 48.
Okay.
Okay, and what time
Okay.
are you usually able to clock in the morning or afternoon?
I can clock in any time from like 8:30 to 8:30 at night. That's
Okay.
what 10 hours there.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna start the shifts at 8:30, and then for Monday and Tuesday you'll clock out at 9 hours later. So you'll clock out 8:30 at 6:30. No, at 5:30. I'm sorry. So you'll work 8:30
Okay.
to 5:30, and then Wednesday through Friday you'll work till 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, great. Now I see here that you are set up with direct deposit.
Yes,
So
I
you'll be
am.
getting, yeah, you'll be getting paid every Friday. Every Friday you get paid for the previous week that you work. Okay.
Okay.
I sent you an email. I sent you two emails. One of them gives you access to Excel Force. That's a website that we use where you can view your pay stubs at the end of each week. So by Thursday, you can usually see them. All right, and
Okay.
then I sent you some payroll information that we just went over. I see here that your account number ends in 4149. I just want to make sure that's the correct one.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so you should be good to go. You can let Sherry know that you're starting to work. For today, you'll fill out a time sheet because you were unable to clock in and out.
Right.
You'll get a call from your coordinator who will take over from. Her name is Valeria. She'll go through how to clock in and out with you, and she'll be able to help you out with that. Okay?
Okay.
But until you get that call, you'll use a timesheet.
Okay.
All right, so you should
All
be good
right,
to go.
so I don't have any time sheets here with me, but I can do it on the line, right?
Yeah, so a timesheet was sent to you through a link online. Once you click that link, it'll ask you for certain information about your shift, you'll fill that out. And when you click submit on the bottom, it goes straight to our system.
Okay.
All right, if you have any questions filling it out, give me a call.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. All
All right,
right.
bye-bye.
Bye.